Welcome to one more Sunrise episode. This is an IPL special episode. Today we're going to be talking about Lucknow Super Giants, their team for IPL, small preview, and our predictions for their playing 12. We also have a special guest here. We have Raghuvamsi with us. We'll welcome Raghuvamsi to the show. Hello, Raghuvamsi. How are you? Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. So thanks Abhi for inviting me. So I'm Raghuvamsi Kondapalani. I'm a postdoctoral researcher studying at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, USA.
Right. Welcome, Raghu. I think we've invited Raghu to talk about LSG because of his fondness for one player, KL Rahul. We've had a lot of interactions about him, and Raghu has expressed his liking towards KL Rahul a lot. So we thought it might be appropriate for him to talk about LSG. So before we get into the team, Raghu, let's just talk about for how long have you been following cricket in general, how long you've been following IPL, and why you started liking KL Rahul.
I mean, my fond memories to cricket goes back to like early 2000s. Like, I started watching the World Cup with my parents in 2003. And then that's when I gained interest in cricket and started playing. And then, since the inception of IPL in 2007, I was following it. I was a huge fan of Veerendra Sehwag at first. And then I was a huge admirer for Delhi Capitals starting from 2007. And then once Sehwag retired, and then he became a coach or director to Punjab Kings in 2014. Then I started liking Punjab Kings. And then at 2015 or 16, they had KL Rahul in the team. And then I have been following KL Rahul since he started playing for Punjab Kings in IPL. And then I admire all of his shots. And then he's a selfless man. Now he started even to keep the wicket for the team.
Right. Yep, fair enough. And now he's captain of LSG, Lucknow Super Giants. And let's talk a little bit about Lucknow Super Giants. Let's start with overall feeling about the team. The team, you know, played really good cricket in IPL 2023. They came to the playoffs. Unfortunately, lost in the playoffs, but they look a good unit. So, what are your thoughts about the team overall?
I mean, the overall composition of the teams looks good because from past 2 years they have been going to the playoffs since their team has been started in 2021. Mm-hmm. They have played in 2022 and 2023, and they have been to playoffs. So, I like the composition of the team. The main motto of LSG is to fill up with all the middle order with all the all-rounders. They have like 3 to 4 genuine all-rounders who can bat and bowl. So, that's how they have bought in the auction. And in the recent auction also, I think they don't have any much more holes to fill up. They need to buy some backups. So, I think they have done pretty good in the latest auction in December.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, which auction buy did you like the most? I mean, let's include the transfers as well. So I think which was the most pivotal pick for you in your opinion in this auction?
So in my opinion, I guess like since KL Rahul is playing in the middle order for India and then he wants to do that in IPL also. So I guess like the transfer of Devdutt Padikkal from Rajasthan makes much more sense because we all know he's a free-flowing batsman. And then he likes to bat in the top order where he cannot do it in the Rajasthan Royals. So, it allows KL Rahul to bat in the middle order. So, I think the transfer of Devdutt Padikkal is good addition. So, now they can only play one foreign player in the opening slot other than using both Winton Decock and also Kyle Mayers.
Right. I think that was a really smart move. I think in IPL, having a proven Indian option is always a benefit for any team, don't you think?
Yeah, Indian batsmen is always like, it's like a diamond, I guess, like I feel. Because they are rock solid and then they provide you the options to go with the more foreign all-rounders, which we lack, like the pace bowling all-rounders, which in India, we lack pace bowling all-rounders who can bowl at like 130, 140, and then who can bat, usually where they can strike at 150. So it allows them to play. Stoin is also in the team with Nicholas Puran. As well as one opening slot, like one opening batsman, either Quinton Decock or Kyle Mayers.
Right. And also has backup. I think last IPL, Quinton Decock was not available.
Yeah, Quinton Dico was not available, and then in the last IPL they started with Kyle Mayers, and he has done like pretty good job for them. Like he has scored more than like 380 or 390 odd runs, so which is at a decent strike rate.
Right. And a couple of other buys that caught my eye, I want to get your opinion about that as well. They paid the most money in the auction for Shivam Mavi. Very yeah. exciting youngster, but he has been out with a lot of injuries. What do you think about that buy?
Happy for this guy. Like he's like 22 years old and he got like 6 crores and 40 lakhs. That's a huge amount for him. But also he's as regarded as talented. And then we saw him in the 2019 World Cup, and then he played for Kolkata Knight Riders a couple of seasons, and then to Gujarat Titans. I feel like it was a decent buy, and then because like since they have traded Avesh Khan to Rajasthan Royals, they need an Indian bowler like who can bowl at 140 clicks. And then if he's like if he's not injured or if he's injury free, then he might be a good bowler who can hit the deck hard, who can bowl in the middle overs. In Kolkata, we saw him. He used to bowl in the power play and swing the ball. And then he can control it in the middle overs. So that's a huge bonus to him. Along with him, they had like Mohsin Khan. And they also have the Astakur, which we saw in previous season. Like he was good at the bowling at the dead time in the middle overs. So it will be good for them.
And one more buy. I think they did not have a lot of foreign buys. But they bought Ashton Turner and David Wiley. David Wiley is a very respected T20 cricketer across the world.
Yeah, so that's what I was talking. In the initial, I was talking about this, which allows the buy of Devdutt Padikkal, which allows to play some all-rounders. So David Wiley is one among them who can open the ball with, and he swings the ball a lot. And also, he's a decent batsman at number 7. If I'm not wrong, like he used to play like opener spot or one down in the 4th scorches in the BBL. And then he has done a good job over there. So I feel like David Wiley is a smart buy, and then they did not even overpay him. They just bought it from base price of 2 crores.
Yep.
And then Ashton Turner is a backup because they need, if they feel like one of them is injured, like either Stoinis or David Wiley, if both of them are injured, then they have a backup for a finisher position. And Ashton Turner has done, he's a captain of Pet Scotches in the Big Bash League, and then he also won them a couple of tournaments. And then we all knew in 2019 when Australia was touring India, and then he was the one who finished the match and then hitting sixes of the bowling of Bhuvneshwar Kumar, where they lost 8 wickets or 7 wickets, I think. So he's a decent batsman. And then they bought both of them very cheaply. Like Ashton Turner, they bought it for base price of 1 crore, and David Wiley for 2 crores, which is a smart buy. Because
I still remember that game against Australia that he was saying, he had 80 odd runs in
40
balls.
Yeah, 40, 46 balls, he scored 84.
Devastating. Yeah. Like you said, we had gotten all of most of their wickets. We got the top order.
Yeah, we got like 7 wickets, and then this guy, they need like 50 out of 5 hours or 60 out of 5 hours, and then he finished it in like remaining 6 or 7 balls, I guess.
Yeah, it's a monstrous knock. But yeah, it's a good buy, smart buy overall.
Yeah, smart buy. I don't think he will be in the playing elements right away, but he's a backup.
Right. Well, you started the topic about the playing 11. Let's go and talk about your prediction for the 4 foreigners first, and then let's think about which Indian talents will make the team. So, which 4 foreigners do you think will be starting for LSG come first game of IPL 2024? Who are the 4 foreigners they're going to pick?
I mean, in my opinion, there is no doubt about like these 4 guys, like who is like Quinton de Kock. He will start as an opener. And then we have Marcus Stoinis and Nicholas Puran. Marcus Stoinis is serves as an all-rounder, and Nicholas Puran is a finisher for them. And then when coming to the bowlers, depending on the wicket, they'll decide between Mark Wood or Navinullah. If it is a sticky wicket where you can see like slower balls or the cutters will do much damage, then they'll opt for Navinullah. If not, if it is a grassy wicket, I don't think India can have the most of the grassy wicket, but some of the pitches, you know, like they had more swing and pace to the pitches. So in those kind of pitches, I think they'll go with Mark Wood.
I think I agree too. I think David Willey is a very good option that they have, but I think current form, Navin Ullaq and Mark Wood
David Willey is a backup for Marcus Toynis because the like all rounders who can bowl and bat, and then I guess I feel Aston Turner is a backup for Nicholas Pooran because they have started using Nicholas Pooran as a finisher where he came in the last season and finished off like he got like 50 of 16 balls, 18 balls or 40 of 18 balls. So those kind of roles, I feel Aston Turner will be much more comfortable playing. And then, so David Willey can be a backup for Marcus Toynis.
And I think, in my opinion, looking at the team, LSG is one of the teams that bought very smartly in the auction. They did not overpay for a lot of teams. Of course, they didn't have a lot of purse, which kind of restricted them. But some of the players they bought for base price. So they got Arshad Khan, M. Siddharth, all of those players. So smart buys. Where do you think they compare with the other like other teams in the auction which spent more money? Did they have to spend more money, or like you said earlier, did they have all their slots covered before and they just were looking?
I mean, since they have been like consistently going to playoffs in the last two seasons, so they did not let go of any of the players.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have any work to do in the auction. They have like few slots where they left a couple of players. And then they traded like Romario Shepherd to the Mumbai Indians. So David Willey is a backup for Romario Shepherd.
I think it's a solid team. I think, in my opinion, they look pretty solid. Let's talk about a little bit about the playing 11 as well. Just your thoughts on 11 as a whole, predicted batting order.
My predicted batting order will be like Quinton de Kock and Devdutt Padikkal will be opening. They'll be the opening pair for LSG starting in 2024. And then, I guess, like one down, it can be Deepak Hooda. And then they'll send KL Rahul can be batted 4 or 5, depending on those positions. Like KL Rahul can go 4. And then Marcus Toynis will follow him. And then they have Nicholas Pooran at 6. And then Krunal Pandya at 7. And then they have these 4 bowlers. Either one of Navin Ullaq and Mark Wood, depending on the pitches. And then they have Ravi Bisnoi. And then the other two bowlers will be either Yash Thakur or Mohsin Khan. And then Shiva Mavi. Between among them three, they'll have like two guys like Yash Thakur, Shiva Mavi and Mohsin Khan. And then
they can even have Amit Mishra if they want spin more.
Yeah, it depends on like the pitches. And then he can be the 12th man for them. So the 12th man can be like if they're batting first, I guess the 12th man will be a bowler, I guess. But if they're bowling first, then the 12th man will go and be this guy like who did extraordinarily good for them in the past two seasons, Ayush Bhadani.
Yeah, yeah. Another exciting young talent.
Yeah.
I think he'd gone a little bit under the radar, you know, because there was Rinku Singh, Jitesh Sharma, all of these people. But I think Ayush Bhadani did equally good. He played really well for...
With the few chances he got and few balls he faced, he had an extraordinary relief with the bat for them. And then, so he might be the 12th man for them. And then if it is depending on the spin, if the pitches were more, depending on if the pitches are turners, then they'll have the experience of Amit Mishra. So that's the 12 for me, like I guess the playing 11 and the 12th man. So they have decent buys with the youngsters like Arshad Khan, who played for Mumbai Indians. He might be a backup for Mohsin Khan because Mohsin Khan is a left-hand pace bowler and then he's known to get injured. So Arshad Khan might be a backup. And then they also have this Yudhvir Singh Charak. So he's also a decent bowler. So they have good backups as well, Indian backups among the pace. And then I only feel like they don't have much backups in the batting department when it compared to the domestic players. So I think if Deepak Hooda is injured or Ayush Bhadani is injured, then they don't have any few backups over there. That's the only worry. Other than that, the playing 11 looks solid for me.
Yep, on paper, they look a very, very good team. As does most of the IPL teams, but I think when it comes to the tournament, you can never predict. So, yeah, I think it was a good discussion. I think thank you, Raghu, for joining us as a guest. I hope we can join hands in more episodes, you know, in the future. It'll be fun to have you. And yeah, thank you again for joining. It was a pleasure chatting cricket with you, and let's see you again in another episode, hopefully in the future.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. And then if you ever need it, just give me a call. I'll be available to talk about cricket all day. Thank you.